Joined right now, as we are every week, by Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health for the Southeast Health Unit. Hello, Dr. Lee.
Hello, hello.
Good to have you. And also being joined once again by David Amott, who is a Mental Health and Substance Use Public Health Nurse Coordinator. Welcome back, David.
Thank you, thank you.
This week, the health unit is observing International Overdose Awareness Day, which happens every August 31st. Dr. Lee, can you tell us this year's theme and why it's important to public health?
Yeah, so this year the theme is, and every year it's a bit of a different theme, determined by international bodies. This year it's One Big Family Driven by Hope. And it really is a good way of describing how overdose impacts not just people and individuals, but entire communities, right? The concept of a family, and also emphasizes the collective power that we have to heal and to prevent further loss and to support one another. And that's the piece about being driven by hope. And over the past few years, our health unit has really seen a rise in overdoses, and we'll get a little bit into the numbers in a bit. But certainly, this rise in overdoses, really, we at the health unit, as well as many, many other partners, and especially those partners, really, the health unit is a small part of this. We're all working together to change the direction of these numbers. And for the health unit's part, we have a role in prevention, in harm reduction, in education, and sort of those upstream pieces of things to reduce overdoses and deaths in our communities, and really with a focus also on reducing harms as well as reducing improper or unhealthy use of these substances.
I hate asking this question every year when we, bring up this subject, but what are the numbers of overdoses in our listening area so far this year?
Yeah, so certainly for the Leeds, Granville, and Lanark region, which is where we have the handiest numbers, we have a number of what we call confirmed and probable deaths. So that has to do with some technical pieces of classification. So confirmed, we are quite confident are relating to opioids, and probable is opioids are detected, but it may or may not be totally confident that it's related to opioids per se, these deaths. So we really have of confirmed deaths, we have three, and suspected deaths, we have 13. And we do have that information posted on our health unit's website. So that's for this year. Over the past 5 years, the numbers have fluctuated. In 28 or 2024, which is last year, we had 18 confirmed and probable deaths, and then suspect, which is we think opioids are involved, and there's a death that actually numbered 36. So really quite a substantial number. They are alarming numbers. They're not, I really want to emphasize this. Sometimes I think people think, well, that's just the numbers that we get. These are not normal numbers. They're totally avoidable deaths. These are deaths that are not things that we can expect or things that are the usual course of how our society is. And so we are alarmed, and these drug poisonings really can happen to anyone. People who are using regulated and unregulated substances, people who are experimenting, people who may be using for a long period of time, or who have recently made any changes. And substance use disorders really can affect anyone. It's an addiction, right? And I think we've covered this on this show before. And mental health ill or mental health disorders. Disorders and mental illness are really complex and can affect people in different ways. And some of those ways are in a person's control, and some of them aren't. So certainly, from the health unit's perspective, we work. Our focus is on the elements that are not necessarily an individual level, but more at a community level, and are in the control and potential intervention of our health unit as well as our community partners. And Oftentimes we talk about this as well, is the dignity and respect for people who use substances, who can sort of run the gamut of people who use very casually, versus or all the way to people who are actively harmed and overdosing or regularly using. All of these are things that the health unit is spending time and working with partners on.
I just wanted to mention that you brought this up in the past, Dr. Lee, that those numbers fluctuate quite a bit, and that has a lot to do with the supply that is being provided. Some batches, for lack of a better term, are it can be more deadly than others.
Yeah, so there are seasons, and this is a feature of the unregulated nature of these substances, right? So when they are not regulated and people who are making these substances aren't doing it in necessarily a controlled way or are introducing new substances, then they sometimes either inadvertently may end up with a batch, like you say, that is not. That is contaminated with substances or has levels of substances that they don't expect. Or sometimes it is on purpose because we know that there are changes in the nature of the specific chemicals being used to create these mind-altering substances. And sometimes they are being changed because they're the cheaper thing to get on the unregular market or because they can create an effect for cheaper or for longer or generally is convenient for the people making it. It is not better for the people using because they are more harmful for the people using.
David, can you describe some of the partners that you work with, sir?
Sure. So public health works with a variety of local partners in a whole of society approach to prevent overdoses. Some of these partners include community health centers, addiction and treatment centers, also work with shelters, outreach programs, emergency departments, police, paramedics, fire services. We do have the mental health agencies, food banks, libraries, youth groups, and pharmacies, just to mention but a few. So working with these partners, working with partners to provide local services is critical in building community and individual capacity.
And David, can you describe how harm reduction works versus prevention?
Yeah, so harm reduction seeks to minimize the risk associated with an activity without requiring the person to stop using. It focuses on addressing the immediate risks by putting the person first and taking a non-judgmental stance, recognizing both the benefits, harms, and other consequences of using these substances. We do know that evidence indicates that harm reduction prevents overdoses and deaths, increases participation in addiction treatment, and it also is an important part of the spectrum of interventions that are effective in reducing substance use and harms, obviously including overdoses.
Thank you for that. And Dr. Lee, what are some of the ways that the health unit staff work with local partners?
Yeah, so the health unit has a particular role, right? I mentioned earlier that oftentimes in this field of work, the health unit is not the major player. There are many, many organizations that do fantastic work, and really the health unit is supportive. So we do provide naloxone kits and training, and many of our community partners are actually giving them out much more so than we do. But we do, if anyone wants naloxone kits and training, certainly speak to us at the Health Unit. We have that. We do consultation on policies and programs. And so David had talked about, for example, harm reduction and prevention, right? So both of those are important. And there are many other things that are also important in the big picture of working on what sometimes is called the opioid crisis or the drug use crisis. The Health Unit does take that health approach and looks at the evidence on what is effective. effective, and David had talked a little bit about that evidence. We also help with obtaining and also providing education for harm reduction supplies. We also assist with the needle drop boxes in several locations throughout the region. And so some people may be familiar, we have some locations at the health unit, but also in other parts of the region. And then also initiating and supporting outreach with local community groups. So for example, where partners are seeing, so like other organizations are seeing clients one-on-one and providing education and referrals and help, the health unit can also help with that. And also thinking about everybody in the whole sense of public health, right? So looking also at immunization, at oral health or dental health, and then also tobacco and nicotine cessation as well. So all of those things are services that the health unit can provide as well.
All right. And David, how can people get more information about harm reduction programs at the health unit?
So yeah, we do invite people to look up our website on this to visit the section Drug Use and Harm Reduction at the Leeds, Grenville, and Nanuq District Health Unit website. They can also give us a call on we have an 800 number 1-800-660-5853, or they can also connect with us on social media.
David Amott, Mental Health and Substance Use Public Health Nurse Coordinator, thank you so much for this today.
Thank you for having me.
And as always, Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health with the Southeast Health Unit, thank you for your time.
Always a pleasure, and see you next time.
That you will.